President Bush is in Salt Lake City to address a convention of the American Legion. And for the second year in a row, Mayor Rocky Anderson led an anti-Bush, anti-war rally outside the site. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Jenny Brundine reports.
To say Utah is a red state is an understatement. The Rocky Mountain state gave President Bush his largest margin of victory in both the 2000 and 2004 elections. And right now, Utahns hand President Bush the highest approval ratings of any state in the nation. But here's Rocky Anderson, the mayor of Utah's capital city, speaking about the Bush administration.
And that history will rank as the worst presidency our nation has ever had to endure.
Anderson was speaking at an anti-war rally yesterday, attended by thousands, just two blocks from where President Bush today will address military veterans at the American Legion's 88th National Convention. Anderson called the war illegal, immoral, and one that was based on lies.
And who among you loves your country so much that you insist that our nation's leaders tell us the truth?
Unlike the rest of Utah, Salt Lake City votes Democratic. Anderson is arguably one of the most liberal mayors in the country. He's been recognized nationally for his advocacy of gay and lesbian rights and for the city's environmental policies. But the mayor's actions have outraged many here because, according to University of Utah political science professor Ron Rebner, Utah is a state that defers to authority and dislikes dissent.
Most Utahns have a very strong feeling about what is proper and not proper, and it really truly is conventional behavior in support of the institutions, support of the presidency, support of the country, support of the military.
A Salt Lake Tribune poll this week showed a majority of Utahns believe protesting the war aids U.S. enemies. James Evans, chair of the Salt Lake County Republican Party, calls Anderson's actions inappropriate, disrespectful, and arrogant. If an elected representative strongly disagrees with the president, Evans asks, should he abdicate his official responsibility to be a host?
I say no. The majority of Utahns say no. The majority of mayors around the country say no. You have a responsibility to be a gracious host. When President Clinton came to Utah twice, there were no protests. Even though he had the lowest approval rating in Utah, it's just not who we are.
The Utah Republican Party ran radio ads across the state urging Utahns to protest the mayor's actions.
President Bush is visiting Utah to pay his respects to our nation's veterans. Call Rocky, tell him to stop embarrassing Utah.
But at yesterday's anti-war rally, Anderson said to simply be a gracious host and not protest while the president is in town would be unconscionable.
To refrain from speaking out in the name of politeness or for the sake of being a good host, or to show slavish, blind obedience and deference to a dishonest, warmongering, human rights-violating president.
Even though yesterday's anti-war rally was one of the largest ever in Utah, political science professor Ron Rebner says President Bush is in the right state to deliver his message that the country should stay the course in Iraq.
This is the safest audience in the safest city, in the safest state in the country, the most Republican state in the country. It's the perfect place to be.
After speaking at a Republican fundraiser today, President Bush travels back to Washington on Friday. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.